again
for another wonderful episode of the 1209 podcast.
Why do we call it 1209, Mr. Green?
Why do we call it 1209, Mr. Drynan? Because we're coming to you live from beautiful 1209 West Ogden.
Pardon our dust.
That's about halfway between Mannheim and Wolf. Yeah, pardon our dust.
They're moving, though. They are humming on that building.
Mr. Kelly was, one of our three listeners, was in yesterday, and he had pictures of the new building. He had gotten to visit it. It looks fantastic. I can't believe how fast it's moving.
I know, seriously. It's crazy. Well, the weather's been cooperative, so it makes a big difference.
Knock on wood.
Yeah. Nice. Shouldn't tap on your head like that, though. It's dangerous.
It hurt a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
This week, I'm almost starstruck.
Why?
Because of our guest.
Oh, true.
Megan McGarry is, she's just great.
We have some big news here at the Academy with some academic prowess that has taken place.
Overall prowess in Megan's case, really.
Right.
But we're going to save that for the interview.
Can we mention the other one, though? Because it's my department. So.
Absolutely, you can.
The mathematics department, really Miss Biga, in her AP calculus class, we had a student get a perfect score on the AP calculus exam.
And when we
one
say
of
perfect,
only 12 students in the, I believe in the world.
In the world.
To do it.
Frank Lee.
How about that?
When we say perfect, we don't mean like it was a good score. He did not get anything wrong.
Yeah.
He lost no points.
Only 12 people. That's insane.
In the entire world.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So kudos to Miss Biga, to the math department.
Yeah, seriously.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm going to toot. I'm tooting the horn.
Yeah, go ahead.
Right now.
And there
it was.
Was that it? Where'd that come from?
That was it.
And of course, congratulations to you as well, Mr. Moran, as you are part of that department.
Yeah, great job, Simo.
We do have some upcoming events coming your way, and one of them I'm sending straight to Mrs. Ryan. Thursday, February 4th. Scholastic Bowl.
I've got the final round almost done. You and I actually have to meet and go over that.
Are you doing the
I gotta do the multimedia. Again. You know it.
Yeah, I love the Scholastic Bowl. Hashtag Sierra Mist. Seventh grade Scholastic Bowl,
sponsor.
So we're looking forward to welcoming
corporate
them.
Corporate sponsor, Sierra Mist.
Absolutely. The ACT being offered here at NAS on February 6th.
No, I got to be honest, that's early.
Yes.
Do you recommend students taking it again? I know as a teacher, I always recommend, if it's in February, I would definitely recommend taking it again.
I say if you're going to take February, you should also be taking April or June.
I agree. Absolutely. Because there's a lot of material we haven't covered yet.
Yeah, especially in that math area.
Right.
Yeah.
The trig stuff.
But we're looking forward to the ACT. We're a national testing center.
Nice.
So we'll be welcoming people from all over the Illinois area. Backing up just a little bit, Friday, February 5th, I do believe the 8th grade mailing goes home.
Ooh.
With the good news for our incoming class of 2020.
Nice. I always thought it was Valentine's Day.
I believe it's the 5th.
I'll trust you. My information is not always accurate.
Now, talk about spring on its way. February 10th. Ash Wednesday. Oh, look who's at the door. Look who is at the door.
Mr. Wayman, get in on this.
You guys need a joke?
We do. Get in on this.
Please. All right, you let us know when you have one. Wednesday the 10th, Ash Wednesday. That means spring is on its way. Lent is beginning.
Mr. Moran, get out of the way. Look out.
Mr. Moran, get out of that seat.
You're not going to talk anyway. Come on.
And now this is a night that I do want to advertise for all junior parents. February 11th is the college kickoff.
Nice.
The Guidance presents that 7 o'clock in the Romano Family Theater. Talk about all the things that are coming for seniors next year, all of the college information, how it works, everything like that. And then, of course, the 14th is Valentine's Day. What are you doing for Katie, Mr. Drynan?
That's a good question. I don't want to reveal my secret on air, so maybe I'll wait.
Okay, so does that mean you have not planned anything yet?
No, of course not. I'd always have something planned.
Okay.
We're actually going downtown that weekend for my birthday present.
Okay.
So we're going to go have dinner, and I'm weird. I like going to the auto show.
I know you love the auto
show. So we're going to go down to the auto show, go to dinner, that sort of thing. So we're doing that weekend, so it'll probably be a double dip.
Okay.
A double dip.
Mr. Wayman, what do you have planned for Jill for Valentine's Day?
Well, it's President's Day Eve, so
okay,
that takes priority.
Okay, so do you give her a card with like Warren G. Harding on it?
No, we'll make a list of our best favorite presidents and exchange it.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I like that.
Does AJ get involved? Who is AJ's favorite president?
Well, Andrew Jackson.
Oh, I see.
It's not Johnson.
Okay,
Andrew Johnson ruined the initials AJ.
Andrew Johnson was impeached.
True, first.
He was the first president to be impeached.
One of only two.
Yep. So, Mr. Wayman, do you have a joke for us? Because
all right. I came by to see if Jumpman's ready for the game today.
There's no game today.
What?
The game.
Like, what today, are you talking about?
That's right. Okay, sorry. I was thinking about, you know, actual Nazareth basketball.
They play today, don't they?
No.
They're at Carmel.
Well, yeah, not here. So Jumpman could be played anywhere, but not here.
What's going on?
What we're talking about is today, and actually about an hour and a half, it is our winter sports pep rally. We've got a lot of cool stuff going on there. Of course, the faculty staff versus senior basketball game. But we've also got, I hear there's a big ping pong matchup.
Nice.
Looking forward to that. We are recognizing Frank Lee and Megan McGarry. We'll talk to Megan in just a minute.
Yeah.
We've got all sorts of fun stuff going on there today, so that'll be good.
Love it.
And the spelling bee.
The spelling bee. Why? I think we should get a faculty representative.
Who? All right. Great question. And you can tweet in your answers at NASBcast. Which faculty member would you vote for to be our representative in the spelling bee? I know my vote, but you guys go ahead.
I think I would have two.
All right.
I think I would default to Mr. J.
Okay.
Or Miss Paliaka.
All right.
Those would be my two defaults.
Mr. Wayman, your thought?
I'd go somewhere in the English department, I'd say. I think they're exposed to a lot more vocabulary. Not sure who I'd go with, though.
Okay.
I lean towards the English department.
I am picking Mrs. Claxton because of her background with the Chicago Tribune.
That's true. I still go Paliaka or Gerasis.
Maybe next time
we get one in.
We get both of them in here and we have a spelling bee.
I'm in. That should be our game. I'm in.
Maybe we'll get Miss Paliaka. Well, each one of us can pick a faculty representative and we'll have a spelling bee.
I don't think they'll do it, but I'm in.
Miss Paliaka would. Mrs. Claxton would. Ms. Paliaka has been on the podcast in the past.
So is Claxton.
And so is Mrs. Claxton.
So we just need one more.
Right.
Is Jumpman ready for
signing? Jumpman is not ready. I did get the starting lineups from the kids for the senior team, and I'm going to tell you that some of these stats are probably not accurate.
Josh Shanty is not 6'4".
And Brenna Fritchie is not 6'2".
Do you have the grade schools? Are we announcing grade schools?
I have the grade schools. They are not exactly accurate, as Matt Clark has listed himself as homeschooled. even though I know for a fact he went to the Westchester Middle School.
So, Mr. Wayman, what school are you going to choose? You have many to choose from.
Oh, it's always...
University of Hard Knocks.
Oh, yeah.
Always Dayton. Always
school,
Dayton.
Yeah, the mean streets of Glenview, Illinois.
Nice.
Dayton. Always, okay. Always Dayton Flyers.
Yeah.
Once a flyer, always a flyer.
Yeah. Now, Mr. Wayman, before we take this to Megan McGarry in what I think is actually going to be an amazing interview, followed by the audio of her performance with Maddie Sherrill at this year's talent show, which will blow you away, do you have a joke for us?
Well, I have more of a story, but also, did you see the Australian Open?
The Australian Open?
Yeah. Talked about last time. It's currently playing right now. I think it's finished up this weekend.
Really?
I think Serena Williams is playing. But anyway, I went to the grocery store the other day, and I bought some milk.
Yeah?
And the guy at the checkout's like, do you want the milk in a bag? I said, no, I'll leave it in the jug.
All right.
That's not bad.
I like it.
All right. Well, with that, we're going to take it to, hands down, someone much more intelligent than us.
Yes.
Megan McGarry. Mr. Dryan, I got to say, I'm a little starstruck.
Me too. And I've got her every day in class, so imagine what it's like for me.
Megan, welcome to the show.
Do you want to introduce her?
Well, Megan McGarry, now what we're going to do is we're going to go through all of your accomplishments, because what you are...
Do we have time?
We're going to try. Our mission statement at Nazareth is to educate the entire person.
Yes.
I can think of a lot of great examples of kids who are very good in a lot of different areas. But lately, I mean, you're on the front page of our website. You got it all going. So what we want to do is highlight some of these achievements. And also, at the end of this interview, we get to listen to your performance from the talent show. So we're gonna go in order here. We got a lot of things to talk to you about. First of all, student council is one of your to-dos. Just had the talent show last Friday. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so Claire Ramsey and I started planning it over the summer because we decided we wanted to bring it back because it hasn't been around for quite a few years. And we got a committee together and they all helped us plan it and it went really well. So.
And you were in two acts.
Yes. Yes.
Would you like? Maybe you would like to tell us about those two acts.
Yeah, I was in the comedy club skit, and the comedy club is run by Evan Salas and Liam Graham. And I
Who are the moderators?
Mr. Green and Mrs. White.
Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to get a little plug for Mr. Green.
Thank you. Yeah, you guys did a great job. And then you ended the talent show by singing.
Yes, with Maddie Sherrill. Maddie played the cello and I sang.
Nice. But let's not overlook this for a second.
Okay.
If Maddie is listening, we hope.
Do you hear that? What's up that noise?
Is that a construction truck? Do you know what that means? Pardon our dust. Let's not overlook this. Oh.
It's getting really loud. I think that's a garbage truck.
If Maddie is listening or any fans, we got
it. It's a garbage truck. Didn't make
Maddie and her mom, as I understand it, wrote the piece that you performed.
Yes, they wrote the cello accompaniment. It was very impressive.
Wow.
It is so cool. Now, and I've seen Sarah Bareilles probably a dozen times.
You've met her.
I've met her. We're tight.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
And I've heard her sing Gravity probably a dozen times. Never have I heard it performed like this.
You should send it to her.
And it is fantastic. Well, I emailed Megan and I said, why have we not tweeted this to make sure that Sarah takes you guys on tour?
Why don't we tweet it to her?
No one has a reason.
I say we do it. Let's do it.
It was very... So at the end of this podcast, we have the audio. It does cut out right before the very end, but we have the grand majority of the song, which was very impressive. Very good. So that's the student council piece. What position do you hold on student council?
I am the student council secretary this year.
All right. Now that's third in line to the throne, correct? It's like secretary of state?
Well, it's not really a throne, but yes.
So we've asked this before... What are there succession rules in student council? Should Brenna and Lalandra be unable to serve?
What if we impeach them? Like if they're
right. So what does the
convicted?
Constitution say about the student council?
I'm not sure that we have a constitution.
Maybe bylaws.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But if Brenna and Lalandra were impeached, I'm sure Mrs. Gurney would.
Who's the vice president?
Danny Hawkins.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So he should be starting a coup.
He should.
Okay. Now, here's something really cool, too. As we know, as we'll hear, you are a very talented young woman. Beautiful
Thank
voice.
You.
Beautiful voice. Very gifted upstairs as well.
Academically.
Academically.
I can attest to that.
Oh, yeah. Of course, we congratulate you again on one of the coolest things I've ever seen in my life.
Remarkable.
Perfect 36 on the ACT.
Boom.
Thank you.
You know, that's
Thanks.
The highest. That's the best. And you combine the two, this beautiful intelligence and this unbelievable voice, and you know what Disney princess that reminds me of?
Oh my god.
Reminds me a lot of Belle.
There you go.
And in the spring, the Nazareth Drama Department is putting on Beauty and the Beast. And would you like to take a guess, Mr. Drynan, at who is going to be Belle?
Could it be McGarry?
It could be. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about the ACT? I'm always very curious. I have never gotten to speak to someone who's gotten a 36. What was your feeling on this thing?
Well, I went to A+ Tutoring. It's on 55th Street. And
corporate sponsor.
That's an opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were really awesome there. I went to them for tutoring, and I took a lot of practice tests, and they were very helpful, and so I would give them a lot of credit. Also, NAS, which is awesome. So, yeah, and I felt pretty good about it because they taught me, like, how to, like, time myself taking it so that I could finish each section in the time allotted, so.
How many times have you taken the test?
It was my first time.
Oh, nice. My goodness.
Wow, one-timer.
Now, I'm of the assumption, and I'm not going to play counselor here, but I'm of the assumption that you're done now. You're not taking the ACT again.
Right.
I mean, why would she take it again?
I'm just making sure. We don't want you to spend the $52 again.
Did you...
go ahead.
Did you feel like you had done really, really well after you took it?
Yeah, I felt pretty good about it after I took it, just because in all my practice tests, I had a hard time finishing the sections. And on the real test, maybe it was like adrenaline or something, but I was able to finish the sections and recheck my answers.
Nice.
So I felt pretty good, but obviously I had to wait for the results.
Did you feel like, because I know a lot of kids say that the science is the toughest one, hands yeah. down. Was that the case? I mean, you were obviously on a roll. Was that the case here as well?
Yeah, I had the hardest time with the science during, like, my practice sessions, so the tutoring I had for that was, like, the most helpful. It raised my score by 8 points.
Wow.
So,
That's huge.
Yeah, wow. I was really glad that I was tutored for that, and so when it came time for the actual test, like, I had my watch set, and I kept, like, looking at my watch and, like, flipping through the science section, because mm-hmm. I knew that's the hardest one.
That's awesome. That I mean, it's...
it's unbelievable.
There is no way to put into words how impressive that is. That is fantastic. Thank you. So congratulations on that. Now we've got rehearsals will be starting soon, I assume, for Beauty yes. and the Beast. How did you feel about that as far as the audition, as far as the, I mean, look at the smile. It's, I think of all the things we've talked about today, this is the thing you look most excited about.
Yes.
It's so cool. Tell us a little bit about the audition process and all that.
Yeah, it was good. I was really, like, nervous to audition because I've had roles in the past at Nazareth, but never, like, to the scale of, like, being Belle in Beauty and the Beast. And I actually was Belle in Beauty and the Beast in 8th grade at a theater company called Music Makers.
Sure.
So...
of Western Springs.
Yes. So I, like, already kind of knew the role a little bit, and I was really, like, hoping that I would be considered for that role in a callback.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very, very excited when I saw that I was called back for Belle, and then callbacks, it was... a tight competition. Everybody is so talented
mm-hmm.
that I really was unsure about, like, how it went. So I was very excited when I saw the cast list. I would actually go as far as to say I was in shock. Like,
wow.
I stood there for a little bit just, like, rereading it because I couldn't believe it.
In just a little bit, we'll hear you singing. And no one that hears you sing is going to be shocked. It's just a beautiful voice. It's,
oh, thank you.
So when you try out, do you just try out in general or do you have a part in mind when you try out?
You get a sheet and you, like, fill it out with, like, a bunch of information.
Okay.
And then you also put what role you want. But,
nice.
I mean, they look at that, but they also consider you for other roles as well.
Right.
What is your plan as far as... because this is a role that obviously everybody's pretty familiar with. Everybody knows the music. Everybody knows the story. How do you make it your own?
I'm not really sure. I tried to look mostly at, like, the cartoon of Belle rather
mm-hmm.
than focusing too much on videos of other people portraying that just so I could, like, get my own take on her.
Sure.
And also, like, I want to use, like, my own experience and, like, my own, like, personality a little bit into Belle, but still have it be true to, like, Belle the character.
Mm-hmm. I think it was, I had the privilege once of meeting Paige O'Hara, who is the voice of Belle. Complete opposite of Belle. She's a totally different person. So I think it's very cool that you're trying to bring yourself into it. Because, as we said earlier, I mean, you've got,
right.
you've got a lot of Belle in you. Now, obviously, the next question, you're only a junior, so you got a little time with us here at the
yeah.
Academy.
Mm-hmm.
Next question is, have you started considering who is going to be lucky enough to get Megan McGarry after she leaves Nazareth Academy?
Oh, I've looked at some schools so far, but I still have a lot of looking to do.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, I really like University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And
nice.
I haven't, like, done a lot of research, but I like Vanderbilt just because I want to go somewhere warm.
Boom.
Mr. Drynan.
Yeah.
I love it.
And I visited Marquette, and I really liked Marquette as well, and I just have a lot more looking to do.
Sure. Well, they do say there's nothing better than visiting the campus. You know, you
yes.
can look at all the guidebooks. You can talk to everybody who goes there, but if you're not on campus, you can't get a feel for it.
Right.
Now, in addition to all of this wonderful stuff that you do, what are the other clubs and activities you're involved in?
I'm part of Progressions, which is, like, a music group that meets on Mondays, and we sing songs, obviously,
mm-hmm.
and perform at the choir concerts and at some of the masses,
mm-hmm.
and that might be it, I think, plus
mm-hmm.
student council. So.
Yeah, you're a busy lady.
Yeah, seriously.
One of the things that we always try to do, because we do have the good newsletters going out later this week to the 8th graders, well, we hope good newsletters
yes.
going out to the 8th graders,
we hope.
Then we have registration next month. One of the things we always like to ask our guests is...
well, first of all, where'd you go to grade school?
I went to Highlands Elementary and Middle School.
Okay. Are you happy with your choice at Nazareth, and what advice would you give to anybody considering it?
I'm very happy with my choice at Nazareth. I feel like I've gotten a great education here, and it's a great school. And I like that it's close to where I live, because that's really convenient. And it's also not, like, overwhelmingly large, because I was also considering Lyons Township, LT. Yeah. And it's so big there that I didn't want to, like, get lost in the crowd, you know? So
sure.
I really am happy with my choice. And advice I would give to other people is definitely to book a shadow day, because my shadow day was really important in deciding that I was going to go to Nazareth. I shadowed Sydney Stancic.
I was just going to ask you that, if you knew who you shadowed.
Yeah, she graduated last year, but she was awesome, so nice to me, and that was a large part of the reason why I chose to go here.
Sid's been on the podcast.
She has.
She's been on the podcast. Yeah, she'd be a good host. Your sister was just shadowing the other day on Friday.
Yes.
I saw that. So the tradition continues here.
We hope.
Now, just before we get into this performance here, can you tell us a little bit about how you and Maddie decided on the song and how to bring it to the talent show?
Yeah, we were thinking about songs for a long time. We looked at a bunch of options, but we had to, like, keep in mind that we wanted a cello part for the song, so we were looking for songs that would, like, go well with the cello, and Maddie suggested Gravity. I had never heard it before, but it already had a cello part in it, so we thought, oh, like, that'll be so easy, we'll just use that, but it, as it turns out, we couldn't use that, so we wrote our own, but it worked out, and
that's crazy.
To me, that is obviously we've talked about an amazing amount of very impressive things. But to sit down and say, I want to sing this song, but it doesn't have this part, so let's write one.
That's crazy.
Is mind-boggling to me. That is so awesome.
Yeah, Maddie and her mom were awesome. Like, I would go over to her house and we'd practice, and her mom would, like, sit down and she'd be like, oh, go ahead, Megan, start singing, and be like, how does this sound? And, like, do this amazing thing. Like,
and there were some added... you added a couple breaks in there, a couple rests, it changed a couple notes, but it still maintains, it is still Gravity by Sarah Bareilles. It's just your own, which is very cool. Very, very cool.
Thank you.
Anything else that you'd like to tell the three folks at home listening about Megan McGarry? What do you do for fun? You know what?
Nice.
What do you do for fun? Because you do so much work. What do you do for fun?
I like to hang out with my friends, like, especially go out to eat.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, where do you like to go?
Oh, jeez, you got him started, McGarry. Look out.
Oh, yeah, I am a big food person. I really like Aurelio's in LaGrange.
Oh,
I'm not
love
an
Aurelio's
fan.
You know what I love? That deep dish cookie.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, you did, McGarry.
I always go there for that.
Yeah, you
did. It's awesome.
Another corporate sponsor.
Well, they've got a sweeter sauce than a lot of places.
Yeah,
that's what
fan.
I like.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I will say? I think it's better in restaurant than it is carry out.
Yes.
Okay. I've only had a carry out.
Yeah, I think in restaurant might change your opinion. They have a great dinner sale to go with it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Where else do you like, McGarry?
I don't know. We usually, like, keep it casual, so maybe we'll go to, like, Oak Brook and get California Pizza Kitchen.
You ever try Antico Posto over there?
I like Antico
Posto.
No,
I haven't.
Mm-hmm.
But
yep.
It sounds good.
You know what I like about it? You can get your pasta whole wheat over there.
You can do anything you want over
whole
there.
Whole wheat and chicken meatball.
Antico
very
Posto
good.
Means the antique posto.
It's very good.
Wow.
So there you go.
It's another let us entertain you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so if you got any of those gift certificates laying around.
Or another corporate sponsor.
Well, we hope
we're
so.
We're just lining them up today.
Well, Megan, I got to say that, as I said, the mission statement of Nazareth, the very first line of it is we strive to educate the entire person, and I can't imagine anybody who better exemplifies all four pillars in such an amazing way. So thank you for being
thank
such
you.
A good representative for Nazareth. Thank you for all that you do here. Thanks for gracing us with your presence.
Yeah, and now
thanks.
We get to hear.
I feel smarter. I hope that we haven't taken anything away from you. That's what I'm worried about. That, oh, no, no.
We're
no, the phone lines
right
are
now.
Not open.
We're not taking calls right now.
Right now, we're going to take you. We don't know how to edit, so no, that's going to show up. Right now, we'll take you to the performance from Megan and Maddie Sherrill from last Friday at the talent show. And then, of course, Mrs. Tracy, as always, will take us out. So thank you, Megan. Thank you, Mr. Drinan. Mr. Moran, any last thoughts? Yeah, no, we'll congratulate her. All you have to do is say thank you. No, you say it. You can... All right, well, you write her a letter. All right, here comes the performance.
To you, it never. hold me without touch. You keep me without chains. I never wanted anything so much. To drown your love and I feel your.
This concludes today's podcast. Seniors are dismissed. All others, please wait for the bell.